Bruce Newberry,
the food dude.
We're going to talk to folks who know their way around Wagyu beef, which we love to talk about. A couple of caterers and food truck operators. On the line with me are Stacy Riley and Drew Herman, Black Radish Catering and the Wagyu Wagon. Folks, nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, too.
Oh, good to talk to you. Boy, you are making so many friends with the food truck, with your catering. Which came first?
The catering came first. And then shortly thereafter, we acquired the food truck and just thought, well, why not try to do two things at once here?
Yeah. Black Radish, chef-owned catering, and you do it all, the corporate events, and you do team celebrations and all of that. Does it center around the Wagyu beef, which we want to spend a bit of time talking about, or did it kind of start out somewhere else and end up with the beef? Tell us your story.
Yeah, we really started out as a catering company. Drew, who's sitting here with me, is a phenomenal chef with his training back at Johnson & Wales in Providence, Rhode Island.
Yeah,
and spent about 11 years down at a restaurant called Latitude Restaurant in Key West, Florida.
I started off with Johnson & Wales. I did a couple of different things. I catered for bands on the road, major artists such as Kenny Chesney, Reba McEntire, George Strait, Zac Brown, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And I did that for about a year, and I got a lot of experience with catering on the road. Used to go there and have to set up the stage, the back of the stage dining area, and then cook out of a trailer, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Everything had to be
for like 100 to 300 people a day, right?
Yeah.
So it would be for the band, the stage crew, everyone working backstage, and then some of their family members of the band members. Kenny Chesney would tour with about 300 people,
yeah,
and he would have about 50 family members with him. So, and he ate plain chicken, no seasoning, plain salmon, no seasoning.
So, funny.
I think he was in a bit of a diet. It was his diet phase.
Oh,
or
I
whatever.
See. All right, I got you. Because I'm hearing Zac Brown, and Zac Brown knows his way around barbecue.
Yep.
Yes.
In fact, we have some mutual friends who, one in particular was a hand crafter of cutting boards, amazing cutting boards. And Zac Brown bought a bunch of cutting boards off my friend.
Nice.
And so I learned all about Zac Brown and his barbecue. I mean, he's competed professionally in barbecue.
Oh, he's what I was told too there was that sometimes he would bring he'd have his own like semi truck, and it was basically like a giant kitchen that he would do his barbecue out. So he would do that in the backstage area. He was a great guy, and the same with his the rest of his band.
Oh man! Now did that put a certain amount of pressure on you as a chef, knowing that you really had to bring your game? What did you cook for him in those days and his crew, and what did they like?
So we would do. Well, for him particularly, I know that Kenny Chesney, well, he would like the plain chicken and bananas, and he was simple. Reba McEntire, she would like corn fried steak. She would eat all like the traditional Southern foods. And then she told me once that I cooked the best country fried steak she's ever had.
Ooh.
And for me and my buddies, and I said, I'm from New York, But no, we cooked it in peanut oil. I think peanut oil, when you fry things in peanut oil,
you can cook anything in peanut oil, and it's good. So let me ask you this: do we still see chicken fried steak on the menus for Black Radish or on the truck?
No, I haven't done that since. Actually,
you may get some requests now after you've been on the show.
But he does,
guys.
We do make chicken French, which is more of a local thing.
Yeah, so. Rochester, New York. That's originally where I'm from.
Tell me about that. I toiled mightily in Rochester, New York, but I don't recall meat. I don't recall having chicken French wings. Yes, but and they're different than buffalo wings.
Yeah, garbage plate.
Tell me about the chicken French from Rochester.
So it's like a chicken francais. It's basically they do it in a sherry lemon sauce, butter sauce.
So you take pan fried. You basically take a nice chicken breast and you batter it and pan fry it briefly to get a nice golden coating on it.
It's a flour and an egg wash.
And then you finish it in the oven.
And then he
tops it with this lovely sherry butter sauce with lemon. And it's delicious.
A lot of people use a Parmesan cheese. I use the Asiago cheese.
Nice. It's a little bit light. Nice. And then do you serve it? Is it served on a salad like Francese is?
Nope. It's just, we serve it just with like a starch and a vegetable. Okay.
All right.
With a sauce. More likely some people do on pasta. That's the way it's done.
But that makes it so nice, though, finishing it in the oven like that. It puffs it up. It makes it, it brings a lightness to it. I always associate that dish with summer for some reason. I don't know why, but it was always like a light dish to me. And I never knew the Rochester connection. I must not have eaten in the right places in Rochester because I didn't know you guys. So,
And well, the thing is, too, is when you fry something, you always want to get it to the color you want it. And then to finish it, you want to put it in the oven because if you fry something too much, you're not burning it to try to get, you know, the internal temperature that you desire, the right temperature for it.
Yeah, by leaving it in the pan to finish it, you basically, you're drying out the meat. And so by just getting it to the perfect color, finishing it in the oven, the middle is moist and tender and juicy. And it just, and then with that sherry butter lemon sauce on top, it's just delicious.
Oh man, talking with Stacy and Drew from Black Radish Catering and the Wagyu Wagon. So where did you guys get acquainted with Wagyu and the wagon, and how did all that come about?
Yeah, so 4th of July last summer, we were at a friend's house, and I happened to run into a friend of mine that I hadn't seen in many, many years. His name is Jeff Hutchins. He actually owns Morgan Brook Farm up in Westford, Vermont, and he raises Wagyu cattle there. He's actually one of the few farmers in the States that actually raises pure Wagyu in addition to American Wagyu. Mm-hmm. And the difference is American Wagyu is a cross between a Japanese Wagyu cow and an Angus cow. But he was able to secure some embryos and raise pure Wagyu beef right here in Vermont.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so he asked us if we wanted to operate the food truck to help promote his farm, and we gladly accepted. And so, so Chef Drew and I basically developed a menu together, and we do parties, weddings, food festivals. Quite often we're down at Frost Beer Works here in Hinesburg, Vermont, on a Saturday, hanging out and serving delicious dishes there.
In fact, you're going to be there as we speak.
Yes, we're going to be there Saturday at noon until 7 o'clock.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, that's going to be a great day of Wagyu beef. Tell me some of the signature Wagyu dishes that the Wagyu wagon serves up.
So we do a short rib poutine, a pure Wagyu short rib poutine. So what I do is I sear off all the short ribs, and I do it the way I learned from a chef that I worked for, Jürgen Nohr. I went to school and learned under at Johnson Wales.
Sure.
Basically, he said you can take any piece of meat and sear it in a deep fryer later, just the same way, if not better than you can, because you're trying to replicate the same process when you're heating oil up in a pan to sear meat. So when you do that, what I do with that is I take the tallow and put it in the fryer with the canola oil, so I have an essence of frying beef.
Nice. There's nothing like it. It's do you do the beef in there, or will you do fries in there too?
I will change the oil after that because it makes the oil dirty.
I see.
But then I'll add more oil, and then I'll introduce more clarified Wagyu tallow to it. So you have the fries. Anything that drops in that fryer is going to have the Wagyu essence to it.
Oh man.
Yeah, I utilize all the short ribs. So after I sear it, I braise it. It's very simply mirepoix, red wine, a little beef stock, garlic. herbs, and then for about 4 hours at about 350. Sometimes a little bit more. It's between 4 and 5 hours, I guess, what we say is like the optimal point. But I always check it after 4 just because you never know. Like when something's been in the oven for so long, you just want to make sure that it's going in the right direction. And then after that, I clean the meat and then take from the bones. I take all the scraps, put it aside, take all the fine pieces, dice that up, and then I take the scraps, add it to the liquid after I strain the liquid into a pot, and I steep that for a few hours with some red wine. And then I start another pot. I make a roux with Wagyu tallow and flour, and then I take that all that liquid, add it to it, let it cook a little bit. You got to be careful because it's going to be real thick. And then I take it out in batches, and I blast it with a Vitamix, add that to another pot, strain that. And then let that cook down, adjust the seasonings. And then I'll take some, I'll take about, probably to every gallon, I take about a quart. Every 2 gallons, I take a quart of a Wagyu Demi and introduce that at the end of it. And then, then there we have our Wagyu short rib ready to go diced. And I'll sear that in tallow on the flat top in the
food
truck. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. So and this is all going to go into poutine.
Yeah. You're utilizing everything. And
so it takes days to make this delicious gravy that by the time we're done, it's like, it's liquid gold. It's so good.
Oh man. A Wagyu poutine.
Yeah.
A short rib Wagyu poutine. This is amazing. And it's on the Wagyu wagon. So we can try some of this out at Frost at Heinsberg today, Saturday.
That's right.
And then we'll have, to finish the dish off quick, we add the local cheese curds.
Yeah.
From,
we source the cheese curds from Bridport Creamery down in Bridport, Vermont. And they make the best cheese curds around. So,
we hand cut our fries, and then that is blanched and finely cooked in the tallow flavored in the deep fryer layer that we have. So that's our prize joy.
Yeah,
that's our prize.
I would say that's your signature. That's it right there, man. That is amazing. So
you got
the low and slow thing down, and one of the things that we know that you do from the truck is barbecue and beef. So that barbecue, you're halfway there just with that technique that you were describing. But tell us about some of the barbecue side of your menu.
Well, one of the dishes that we have, and I'm not sure if this is what you're referencing, one of the dishes that we have is a Korean barbecue short rib taco.
Oh, my.
And so Drew will just take that same short rib from that same process, and we'll serve it on a taco with a cabbage slaw with, he makes a yuzu orange dressing. And so the slaw is tossed in this yuzu orange dressing, and then topped with the short rib with a Korean barbecue sauce that he makes in-house. And that is personally my favorite item on the truck. We don't always have it.
So when I braise that up, see, I'll add some ginger, lemongrass, garlic.
Nice.
So much flavor.
Really bright flavors. Amazing.
Yeah.
And that's going to cut right through the richness of that barbecue. That's incredible. So ask for it. Is it something that you run out of, or you just keep it on the menu occasionally, the Korean barbecue taco?
So right now we are starting new employees. We are finalizing our technique of executing food fast and efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I'm simplifying the menu to keep it more. I want to serve our product at a pure consistent and top of the line,
of course,
and I don't want to sacrifice quality, so I will introduce more of our items as its time comes on, and I will also switch things out to change it up, and
nice
and then a bit more variety for our customers.
Basically, sometimes we're forced to simplify our menus, particularly with a festival where there's lots of people,
right?
Because we just want to make sure that we're able to serve the public quickly and efficiently.
Definitely.
But the Korean barbecue taco, my favorite. If we have an event that's going to be a bit slower, we definitely put that on the menu.
All right. So if you want to ask about it, you can certainly do that when you reach out to Black Radish Catering. Now, do you have to ask for the food truck? Can we get the food truck out at an event?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. So we actually use the food truck for many different things. We've got weddings lined up where the food truck is actually going to serve as our mobile catering kitchen. We do block parties, graduation parties. We go to breweries, if you will, just like Frost Beer Works. So we don't have a set home base, if you will. We pop around to different events, and we try to announce all of our events on either Facebook, Instagram, Front Porch Forum, that kind of thing.
Fantastic. So we can't wait to try all of these amazing foods. So
and before I let you go, I think there's one more thing that I've got to tell you about, because I think it's our number one seller on the truck.
Oh yeah.
And it's the sliders, and we serve a variety of sliders on the truck, but there's one that's the house slider that we've come up with, and with the Wagyu beef, the way that the fat is marbled into the muscle, it's a very unique thing. Mm-hmm. And that's what gives the beef so much incredible flavor. So we take these 2-ounce patties and we grill them, and then Drew will use that tallow to basically butter the bun, if you will, before he grills it.
And then he
makes a delicious garlic aioli. And so our house slider is garlic aioli with the slider, with the grilled bun, with the tallow. And then we have a house-made tomato relish that we put on top. And the combination is just, it's stupid good.
I like it. All right. Well, we can't wait to try all of these. So certainly look for the truck out at Frost today. How can we follow you guys? How can we keep up with where you are? And how can we get hold of Black Radish Catering?
Yeah, so we have a website, blackradishcatering.com. We also have a Facebook page, Black Radish Catering. And the Waggy Wagon Vermont Food Truck is our Facebook, Instagram page.
And we'll follow you around, and between the truck and the events, and the catering and everything, you are going to keep us well fed for sure. Black Radish Chef Owned Catering and the Wagyu Wagon Food Truck. Stacy and Drew, so great to talk to you guys. We'll look for you out at Frost, and we'll follow you around everywhere else. And thanks very much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yep, thank you very much for having us. Appreciate it.
Great, great pleasure. And that's a taste of the Wagyu Wagon and Black Radish Catering.
Bruce Newberry,
the food dude.